is the story about Elmer Elephant and his long trunk. You see, an elephant has a very long nose, which is called a trunk. He's the only animal that has such a long nose, so it makes him look quite different from other animals. One day, Elmer Elephant was invited to a birthday party. It was a party for Tilly Tiger, a very pretty young girl that Elmer liked very much. He brought her some flowers, and when he got there, almost everyone had arrived.
Oh, Elmer, thank you for the lovely flowers. They're the nicest present yet.
Oh, that's nothing, Tilly. Gosh.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to give you a great big gift.
Everyone laughed when Tilly kissed Elmer Elephant because his trunk got in the way. And instead of getting kissed on the mouth, Elmer got kissed right in the middle of that great big nose. And then some tough alley cats started to make fun of Elmer.
Look at that thing he calls a nose. Watch it pull like a rubber hose.
It must be his tail from its shape and size, but it hangs right out from between his eyes.
And Elmer's nose, it can almost reach the ground. Yeah, yeah, Elmer's nose, pull it and it makes a funny sound.
Poor Elmer. They made such fun of him and his very long nose that he just left the party and walked off into the woods by himself where he could be alone. Elmer was so unhappy about his nose that he tried to figure out a way to get rid of it. First, he stuffed it inside his shirt. But when he took a deep breath, it popped right out again. Then he tried rolling it up like a ribbon. But that made him sneeze, and it rolled right out again. Poor Elmer. There was nothing he could do with that nose, and he felt so terrible he just didn't know what to do with himself. While Elmer sat in the woods crying, he suddenly heard a lot of noise.
That sounds like a fire truck. There must be a fire. I'll go see what it is.
As he got closer to the sounds of the fire, he realized it was Tilly's house that was burning. Her house was up in a tree, and there was Tilly at the window with the flames all around her, so she could not get down.
Help! Save me! I can't get out! I'll burn! Get me down!
Elmer didn't hesitate one second. He put his long nose in the lake and sucked it full of water. Then he pointed it at the fire and squirted water on it, just like a fire hose. Over and over, Elmer filled his nose with water and squirted it at the flame. Thank you.
was nothing. It certainly was something. And this time, I'm going to kiss you like a real fella. First, we lift up your trunk in the air. Then we put it around my neck so that you can hold me close. And now...
He's a Billy Tiger's life that way.
Well, that's the story of Elmer Elephant. No one made fun of him anymore because they learned having a nose like that had its good points. We should always remember never to make fun of anyone who seems to be different from others. There's usually a good reason for it.